Former U.S. President Donald Trump is indicating he will be arrested within days. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington has details.
Former President Donald Trump, in a message on his Truth social media platform on Saturday morning, said he will be arrested Tuesday and called on his supporters to protest. He did not give details. It is known that authorities in New York City have been looking at charges against Trump in a so-called hush money case in which a former adult film performer was paid to keep silent about an alleged affair with Trump before he was president. Media reports say law enforcement has been preparing for security in and around the Manhattan Criminal Court, where Trump would surrender if he is indicted. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Ecuador's presidency says at least 12 people were killed and buildings were damaged in a powerful earthquake that shook Peru and Ecuador on Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude of the quake at 6.8 with a depth of 66 kilometers. Its epicenter was in the Ecuadorian municipality of Balao near the border with Peru. Wyoming has become the latest U.S. state to ban pills for abortion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Wyoming's Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed a bill that prohibits medication abortions in the state. That ban takes effect in July, barring any legal challenge that might block it. He's also allowing a separate measure restricting abortion to become law without his signature, expecting a court fight. 13 states have already banned abortion pills, and 15 have limited access. Like requiring an in-person doctor visit. The issue took center stage this week in a Texas courtroom. Since last summer's reversal of Roe v. Wade, 13 states now enforce bans against abortion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.